Live from Canton, North Carolina, the Diamond on the River Complex, home of the Pisgah softball team. Pisgah softball is on the air. Today's game is the North Henderson Knights invading Canton to play our Pisgah Black Bears. Pisgah coming into this ball game with a 6-0 overall record, 4-0 in the conference, and North Henderson winless at 0-7 and 0-3 in the conference. Alongside of me is Jack Webb, as always, and back at the studio is Tim Hodges. And Jack, you look on paper, and this looks like a classic mismatch.
Well, it does look like that on paper, but we know how games like these can be. We just won a big rivalry game yesterday. Cannot afford to have a letdown today. We need to keep the bats cranking out hits, the defense fielding all the balls that come their way, and have good pitching this game so we can stay on top of the conference.
Well, the Black Bears are unusual. I don't recall ever seeing them in their these are used for road all black pants and tops, and kind of strange to see them in these type of uniforms.
Well, we started out all white Tuesday, and then yesterday we had black pants and white tops, and today we're all black. I think these are the white uniforms. They're just dirty from all the runs that we scored this week.
Absolutely. Okay, you sure it's not the white uniforms dirty and they just haven't washed them?
You would know better about that after what you told me about your experience at Tarboro High School and washing uniforms or not washing uniforms.
Absolutely. Poorly washing uniforms is the way I like to look at it. Well, anyhow, it's the Knights, and it's not your Knights of the past. It's for about the last 4 years prior to this, is that North Henderson has had a really solid softball team contending. Last year, you could see it kind of slip off a little bit as they didn't make it to the playoffs, but had just one game above .500 record overall when they headed into the postseason. This North Henderson team is coming off of two big shellackings a week ago against Tuscola. The Knights got thumped 22-0. And then on Tuesday, Franklin beat them 13-1. And so, Jack, you know, what does manager Heidi Morgan have to guard against? What is she telling her team for this game? You know, you look on it, you know, kids look at these things. 0-7, 0-4. This is going to be an easy one.
Well, two rivalry games, first of all, this week, Tuscola and Franklin. The danger is you're thinking, well, we don't have to play against North Henderson. We've got a weekend where we can rest. We can, you know, do whatever we want to do. Got to take care of business on the field today, and then you can go have fun and worry about other things.
Well, the Heidi Morgan has submitted her lineup, and the way she'll go today is that she's going to give the rest to junior Madison Whitted. She will be in the lineup to swing that big bat that she's been swinging, and it has been hot for about the last two and a half weeks. She will go to Macy Henson, the sophomore pitcher, who's just as capable of shutting down any team as Madison Whitted. And then, obviously, Michaela Beaver will be behind the plate. Can never forget those catchers, because Miss Beaver was our WPTL player of the game yesterday in that big win, 4-3 over Franklin. How they'll line up right now is leading off will be Madison Whitted. She'll be DHing. She'll DH for Taylor Holland, who will be at third base. Batting second is Madison Brown, playing left field. Third is JoJo Taylor, playing first base. Batting in the cleanup spot will be Emma Sorrow. She's out in right field. And batting fifth will be Reagan Lunsford, out in center field. Sixth is Macy Henson, as we mentioned before. She'll be inside the circle today, followed by Michaela Beaver, the catcher, batting in the seven hole. Batting eighth, Lauren Cook, our shortstop, and batting ninth, Paige Griffith, the second baseman. And that's the way Heidi Morgan is going to go. And, you know, it's quite frankly, I'd have to mention this, is that you know when things are kind of going south on you is when you just deny or, you know, not want to take infield, outfield before the game. Pisgah has just completed their infield and outfield, and right now the North Henderson coach is waiting for Heidi Morgan to come to home plate with the umpires. and the Circle right now is they're going to have their little moment of silence and a prayer, a team prayer, and I'm sure Heidi will come from there. But they just neglect, you know, they just don't want to take the infield, outfield, get this thing over with and get on back to Edneyville.
It looks like they're settling around a campfire over there on the first baseline.
Yeah. Oh, what, that's what 0-7 teams... Nope, we do not need, and I'll give that back right here. I'll just ask for the lineup cards, and I'll give that back to them right there. There you go. And but anyhow, we're a little warmer today. That's a good thing. It's not as breezy, but there is some wind here at the newly renovated ballpark called the Diamond on the River Complex. And as Jack mentioned before, two rivalry games this week, 8-2 on Tuesday against Tuscola. And you always worry about who you play next after playing Tuscola, because in any sport, once you play the Mountaineers, it just takes so much out of the kids. And that may have been the slow start that we got against Franklin. It took us about four innings to kind of gel.
It did. And Franklin had their opportunities to score earlier in the game. They only scored three runs in those first three innings. They had opportunities to get the Bears down by more runs. The Bears bounced back. Madison Whitted settled down after the third inning and pitched a great game the rest of the game. And that was a big come from behind to win against an excellent Franklin team.
Well, we're waiting for Heidi to come and have the... Oh, she's up there now going over the ground rules. I didn't see her. She was behind the umpire. It's kind of strange. I've never seen this before. But they'll go through the introductions. We'll momentarily take a break.
Good afternoon.
And then we'll have the opening pitch of this Western North Carolina Athletic Conference game right here in Canton, North Carolina, from this beautiful Diamond on the River complex that has just been absolutely fixed up. And it has been going under some type of renovation over the past, I think, since 2011, we've always been doing some things, because you want a you know, state champion, state champions, and a state caliber program to have one of the best facilities in the state.
Well, they've done a good job of upgrading the stadium each year. The backstop, the netting, the fencing around home plate and down the first and third base lines. If you haven't been here, you need to drive by and see it. It's a great job by the coaches asking for the renovations, and then the Booster Club and the community stepping up to make this a state-of-the-art ballpark, one that we can be proud of here for Pisgah High School.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, put it on your calendar. Is Saturday, May 20th, is the drawdown. And you asked David if the tickets were out. Have they been printed, and are they being sold?
They're out. They haven't been distributed to everybody in the Booster Club to sell, but the tickets are available now. If you don't know about the drawdown, it's $100 per ticket. That gets you two steak dinners cooked by the Booster Club. There are 50-50 drawings, there's live auctions, there's silent auctions, and the grand prize is a $5,000 payout to the last ticket drawn out of the bin. And Chuck is the MC, and if you should just come to listen to Chuck be the MC. Forget about the rest of it.
Well, the prerequisite in the job description said make a fool of yourself, and David Pressey couldn't think of anybody better than me to make a fool of himself every single year. But I'm very proud of everybody, what they do, because we raise so much money for the Pisgah Athletic Program.
Yeah, between the 50-50 from the Tuscola game every 2 years and the drawdown every year, that's our big fundraisers. And it's just unbelievable what we're able to accomplish because of the backing of the community and the Booster Club.
And if after the game tonight, real quick, is that head on over to Sagebrush of Waynesville from 4 to 8, have a meal. 10% of that will go to those kids from Waynesville youth football and cheerleading program that had all their equipment stolen, and they'll be donating 10% of the sale from 4 to 8, and then obviously on Tuesday at Chick-fil-A, the same thing from 4 to 8, 10% of those sales, and then up at Elevated Mountain Distillery up in Maggie Valley, 11 to 3 will be a fundraiser. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the opening pitch right here on AM 920 WPTL.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on your radio home for the Pisgah Nation. AM 920 WBTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Diamond on the River Complex in Canton, North Carolina, and we're fixing to get ready right now as Macy Henson has just now started her warm-up tosses after the introductions in the Star Spangled Banner. It's 64 degrees with a slight southerly wind here at the ballpark, and the batteries for Pisgah as will be sophomore Macy Henson, and her catcher is Michaela Beaver. She'll be opposed on the mound by Michaela Wesley, and her catcher is Aaliyah Mendoza for North Henderson. Three games you can play in a week. That's the maximum allowed by the state, and Pisgah's pushed that this week with a, and I tell you what, the first two were doozies. Big games, very important as undefeated Franklin came in here yesterday and jumped up 3-0 on Franklin, or on Pisgah, before a four-run fifth inning, and that was an exciting finish to that game. And we stayed undefeated, moved to 6-0 and 4-0 in the conference, and Franklin took their first loss of the season. They are 3-1 in the conference and 5-0 or 4-1 overall. And then that big one, the emotional game on Tuesday, where it was Whitted versus Mellohanna.
Absolutely. Pisgah should feel very good about this week. This young team weathered the first two big games of the year. Hopefully we'll keep carrying that momentum throughout the rest of the season.
We're ready to go. It'll be Tegan Bullock and Skylar Whitaker and Michaela Wesley. 1-2-3 for North Tennyson to face Macy Henson. Bullock, playing third base, is a left-handed hitter. Tries to push, drag it, and fouls it back up against the netting. Right away, Henson's got Bullock in a hole. 0-1. Wind up and the pitch, a high rising fastball that got away from Michaela. It was a bill above the bill. Bullock laid off and the count now moves to 1-1.
Excited to see Macy pitch. I hadn't seen her pitch this year so far.
Macy gets her sign to wind up and the pitch. Another rise ball went way high, trying to find a rhythm and a release point. As they say in the trade, find your slot where your arm can come through, and once you find that, you can be pounding that strike zone all day long. 2-1 offering coming. called strike got away from Michaela. So she is that bit. You know, catchers can get so accustomed to their pitches, and when they catch a one that hasn't been, you know, it's been a long time, or, you know, the ball moves differently, comes out of a different slide, it poses problems for the lady or the guy behind the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on and slap, foul.
Macy's got some giddy up and go on her fastball.
Yeah, she does.
She and Whitted both.
We saw last year her first appearance on the varsity was down at Smoky Mountain, and it was a spontaneous start. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Missed outside. 3-2. Macy came in at right about maybe 20 minutes before game time. Jordan Kielsen, who was with Pisgah last year, did not feel well, so they had to rearrange the lineup, and Macy was inserted. 3-2 offering. Swung on and slapped foul.
Way behind that pitch. Both of those two foul balls. Bullock was way behind him.
Gorgeous afternoon. Few clouds in the sky. No threatening rain that we can see. Henson's ready to go. Here's a pitch in the dirt. Walks her. So a leadoff walk to Tegan Bullock. And that will bring up Skylar Whitaker. Whitaker may be the wide receiver or have a fan at wide receiver. She plays with the jersey number 88. You don't see that jersey number in baseball or softball. Tries the bunt, lays off of it.
And she's biting on her jersey while she's...
They called the strike out there. They checked with her and said the field umpire, the home plate umpire, got screened. Michaela jumped up too quickly, and the field umpire said she went, so it's an 0-1 count. Miss Lowe, it's 1-1. Go ahead, I'm sorry about this.
Oh, that's okay. She's got her jersey in her mouth. I've never seen that before.
Trey Morgan did that.
He
remember?
Did.
Yeah, remember?
Yeah. Baseball.
Put that jersey in the mound, trying to keep the shoulder in, I guess. Tries to bunt, bunts it foul. Count moves to 1-2. Wind's starting to pick up a little bit, and for the first time this year, it's blowing out from home plate to left center field. You get one in the gap, it could carry and go over the scoreboard.
May fly all the way to the river.
Ooh, love to see it with the girls in black. Pitch swung on and missed. Got her. And that's all for Skylar Whitaker, as she's the first victim of the game of strikes by Macy Henson. Now to bring up number 3 hitter, Michaela Wesley, the pitcher.
Low and outside pitch by Henson. Foul tipped. Michaela Beaver held on to it for the strikeout.
Another right-handed hitter, Michaela, will go inside the circle when her team takes the field. She swings and misses. The runner goes. Throw down the second, not in time. So a stolen base is credited with Tegan Bullock. And right away, North Tennyson trying to get something moving here. Henson ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on and missed. That's that rise ball right there, Jack.
The one you love.
I don't love it. I don't love that pitch as a hitter. I had enough trouble with the downward breaking of a slider or a curveball. Pitch swung on and missed. Struck her out. That's the second out in this inning and the second strikeout for Macy Henson.
Just goes every that rise ball goes against everything you know about baseball.
You don't want to swing up. They tell you don't swing up, swing down, or, and you might have an upper one, but to get a rise ball, you got to come really up underneath it. Kaylee Honeycutt is now batting. First pitch is a ball. Two outs, runner on second base, top of first inning, no score.
Honeycutt's one of the tallest players we've seen this year.
She's very lengthy. Go for a ball, 2-0. It's been a while since Macy's pitched, so that's a good decision right now because you don't want to wear the shoulder and arm out of the ace, Madison Whitted. Pitch swung, and oh, it's up high, ball. 3-0. Nice crowd for a Friday afternoon game here in Canton, North Carolina. And if you're listening, we thank you for tuning in. 3-0 pitch, called strike, grab that inside corner. It's now 3-1.
Good comeback pitch by Macy to get a strike.
Henson toes the slab out there inside the circle. Here's the pitch. Cold strike. Grab that corner again from the inside part.
That was a better pitch than the last one. That was right at the knees on the inside corner.
And I will bring up again, you noted this about two batters ago. She does have giddy up, only for a sophomore. She's got some velocity behind there. And cold strike three. And so Kaylee Honeycutt goes down looking. And that is three strikeouts in the first inning for Macy Henson. So the North Henderson Knights leave a runner at second base. There were no runs and no hits. And as we move to the middle of the first inning, Piskus coming to bat.
Good job that first inning by Henson. No balls were hit in fair territory. No defensive plays had to be made. Just mow them down.
Really impressed with the young sophomores that she is. She's trying to get a rhythm and try to, you know, she wants to do well. And she would fall behind, but she would battle back. And that's what you like to see. Not everything goes according to the script or what your wishes are, either on a mound or inside the circle. And you like to see a fighter, a battler out there out of your pitcher. And Macy looks like she's a bulldog out there.
She's...
From an athletic sense, I'm not...
No, exactly. Okay. I knew what you meant. Okay. I don't know if the audience knew what you meant.
Oh, Chuck, you can get yourself into trouble. Listen, I'm not getting... Just everybody knew.
And
he's a fighter out there.
And I'm telling you, folks, come to the drawdown just to hear Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely. Leading off will be Madison Wittich. She'll be followed by Madison Brown and JoJo Taylor. That's how we're going to schedule to face Wesley here in the bottom of the first inning. Madison Wittich, they got, can't touch this, and she's got a little dance step going on as the song ends, and there's a confab out inside the circle between the infield and the pitcher.
Now that in, number six.
So it'll be Wesley inside the circle for North Tennyson and Mendoza, her catcher. With it steps in, we're ready to go for the bottom of the first inning. As the first pitch is swung on in line, just like that, to center for a single. And with it continues her toward hitting at the plate.
Right down the middle, she just took it right back up the middle on a line. Bounced one time, center fielder came up with it, but there's no doubt about that as a base hit.
Madison Brown steps in. First pitch is swung on and lifted left field. That might have carry, and it's off the top of the wall. That'll be extra bases, and they're going to bring in Whitted as the ball gets away, and Whitted will score on a stand-up two-bagger by Madison Brown. Two pitches, and just like that, is ahead 1-0.
Now that
two pitches, two hits, one run, and a runner standing on second base. Here we go.
There is a dent in that wall. Madison Brown tattooed that thing. Now to bring up JoJo Taylor. JoJo swings and pops it up, but it'll carry out of play. Madison Brown, just like that, gets an RBI double. And the good thing out of that was it looked, because they had to hold up to see if she was going to catch it. She was, the left fielder for North, which is Green, was flying back to the wall. And Whitted was standing at second base as the pitch is high over the head of JoJo. Evens the count at 1-1. And when that hit the wall, Whitted hit another gear.
She hit the gear.
1-1 offering coming. Her ball gets away from Mendoza, and they're going to say, no, dead ball. It hit JoJo. So JoJo was hit by the pitch on the elbow. She's okay because it was an off-speed pitch.
Now that
just got away from Wesley. So runners are on first and second with nobody out, and here comes the salt in the slot, Emma Sorrells. Sorrells launches it. Kiss it. Goodbye.
Three-run homer by Emma Sorrells over the center field fence. That ball went about 230 feet.
She doesn't wait for anything. Emma Searles just took it deep center field, greeted by her teammates at home plate, and just like that, a 4-0 lead for the Black Bears.
Well, Coach Morgan juggled the lineup a little bit this evening, moved Emma up to the third spot, moved Reagan down to the 5-hole. And all the batters so far have swung at the first pitch.
Wow.
So I guess Emma was batting cleanup, sorry.
Yep. Now it'll be Reagan Lunsford, another hot-hitting Black Bear, stepping to the plate. She takes it, but it was a ball low. A blue-white all-star standing right next to Jack Webb is his daughter, Maddie. Swung on in line to left field. Reagan Lunsford comes up with a hot-hitting left field single.
She has worn the left fielder out, the third baseman, the shortstop this week in all three games.
Well, the bats have woke up here at the Diamond on the River Complex. Macy Henson now. Swings that first pitch, boots one down the right field line, and that is going to fall. And over to second base will go Reagan Lunsford. Lunsford was tagging at first, and that's not what the coaches wanted. They wanted her to kind of get off and read the play instead of tagging. And then there was the ball that kind of scooted away. So we have had six straight batters get a hit, and now it's Michaela Beaver. We'll have five hits and one hit batter. Swung on and first pitch is Michaela Beaver. That ball's out to left field for a single, and that'll drive in Reagan Lunsford.
Yeah, Reagan. I see you.
Good gracious.
Well, the bats woke up in the fifth inning yesterday, and we're continuing in that today.
5-0 Black Bears, and they'll bring up Lauren Cook. Cook swings at the first pitch, pops it up, and it's going to fall safely in foul territory. Giving chase to it was the third baseman, Tegan Bullock, and the catcher, Aaliyah Mendoza. Fell right in between them.
Wasn't high enough for either one of them to get to it.
Just joined us. It's already, Biscuit's hung a five spot on him. Swung, popped up, left field, giving chase, and that's going to fall in there. That is another single, and they're going to play it base by base right now. And Lauren Cook gets a single.
Now that in number four.
Loads the bases with Black Bears. That's going to bring the number nine hitter, Paige Griffith, the second baseman.
JoJo feels left out. She got hit by a pitch and didn't get a chance to swing again.
Swinging at the first pitch is Griffith, and she chops it foul. That's true. She got hit with a pitch. She didn't get a hit. She got hit by the pitch. She got a hit of some kind.
Well, that first cut, she had visions of knocking it over the right field fence and just didn't get a pitch to hit after that.
Swung on, popped up, infield fly rule is called. The batter is automatically out, but that was hauled in by the second baseman, Cam Nicholson. So the first out in the inning is a pop-up to the second baseman by Paige Griffiths. Will bat around, and it will be Whitted again, who singled her first time up and scored the first run of the game. Swung on in line to right field. One run in. Here comes Beaver. Two runs are in. And runners advance up another base on the throw to the plate. Piska leads 7-0, and we're not out of the first inning.
Now batting number one, Madison Brown.
It's looking a little like batting practice.
Good.
A lot like batting practice, actually.
7-0 Pisgah, and that pitch is lined to left field. One runs in. Here comes another run. And Pisgah right now has batted around and scored 9 runs here in the first inning.
10 batters, 9 runs.
Number 12,
11 batters.
11 batters, yeah. One out.
And JoJo now, who's the only Black Bear other than Paige Griffin, she got hit by a pitcher last time up. She swings at the pitch and fouls it back. JoJo might be thinking she's in a slump right now.
0 for 0. She's 0 for 0 this game.
runner at first. Taylor swings, lifts a towering fly ball to right field. That's going to stay in the park. And that ball is dropped as there's a collision out in right field. The ball drops safely, and they got hung up between is Whitted, and Whitted will scoot on down. Correction. And so does JoJo over to second base as the throw comes into the infield. That is Madison Brown, excuse me, that was caught up and hung up between second and third and then just kept on to third base as the throw came to the free bag. JoJo went down to second. They'll rule that an error out in right field.
Come on, Emma.
So runners at second and third with still one out, and that'll bring up Emma Soros, who last time, as they're checking on, the trainer goes out to check on both the right fielder, that is Tori Renfro, and the center fielder, Jolina Hemmeroy. They collided out there and right at the warning track on that towering fly by JoJo, and that'll bring up Emma Soros. Soros takes ball one.
She hammered that first fastball, and that was the slow, easy changeup on the outside corner, but it was low.
Yo, Emma, stay hot.
Emma, ready to go. Pitches in tight. Ball gets away from, but staying at third is Brown. JoJo also stays at second. When you have a 9-0 lead and it's all in the first inning, you just kind of play it safe and base by base. You don't want to rub it in. Right now, Wesley's having her difficulty. Swung on, and that is blooped over top the second baseman's head, who made a diving attempt but couldn't come up with it. One run was scored. Here comes another run. And so Soros picks up her fifth RBI in the game with an RBI two RBI single.
Great effort by the second baseman. She almost got that ball, had to dive. It was a shallow pop fly into right field, and she just could not corral it. And by the time they did get the ball and headed to throw it toward home, we had two more runners cross the plate.
Reagan Lunsford now with 11-0 lead, and she swaps one right through the box and out to center field for a single. Lunsford picks up her second hit, and it's been a long time. And these are not bad pitches. She's changing speeds, but she's just leaving a lot over there. But I think it's the aggressive nature that there's anything coming over that dish out there, they're swatting at it.
Well, and it's not coming with much pace. Not like we've seen from Mello or some other pitchers.
Runner at first and second with only one out. Pitch taken outside by Macy Henson. Henson singled her first time up.
Let's go.
Swung on and missed. 1-1. 11 runs, 11 hits. There has been one error. And one hits batter here in the bottom of the first. Swung on, lifted to left field. That has the room, and it's off the base of the wall. Runners will move up 60 feet. So a unusual, rare 200-foot single.
The runners were tagging on the fly ball, and it went over the left fielder's head, hit right at the base of the fence, and by the time they took off, she'd made a good play to pick the ball up and get it in quickly.
So bases are full, still one out, 11-0 lead, and the first pitch is outside to Michaela Beaver. Beaver singled her first time up and drove in a run and scored a run. And we have not made it out of the first inning, and this is an 11-0 lead. It swung on, and that's lined to center field. One run, a score, and they're going to hold them up base by base. So Wesley has just absolutely being attacked out there. And that'll bring up Lauren Cook. As we have already brought 16 batters, and Cook's the 17th batter in this inning. 12-run first inning. As the first pitch is called a strike, 0-1. Cook singled her first time up. Popped up behind the plate. Mendoza makes a great play, and that's the second out of the game. Or inning, excuse me.
Good play by the catcher. It took her a second to locate the ball, but once she did, she settled under it and made a good catch.
Number four,
Hayes Griffith marks the 18th batter to come to the plate here in the first inning. Swung on, and that's blooped to center field, and that'll be one run, and they're going to hold up everybody as one run comes in. That's Lunsford. And so it is now 13 to nothing with, and we are now going to go from 18. And they'll beat Madison with it. I've never seen her go to the left-handed box, and she's going to bat left-handed in this game. Switch hit. She tries to slap it and fouls it off. So we have Madison with it is the 19th batter to come to the plate here in the first inning. Swats it, and that's going to fall in for a single, and everybody's going to hold up. Madison Whitted picks up another RBI single. That's her third hit in the game.
Now batting number one, Madison.
And Madison Brown. And folks, there's nobody we can go to unless we bring JVs in. And what is happening right now is that Madison Brown will bat from the left side. She tries to slap it. So getting some work at slapping in this game, especially with a 14-0 lead. And I'll tell you, one person who's relaxed right now, Macy Henson. You spot a 14-0 lead, you coast. Leslie pitches and slapped right to the first baseman, and that's all. 20 batters in the first inning, 14 runs. And that is how it ends right there, as we nearly batted around. We batted around twice. But 14 run for Pisgah as we move to the top of the second. They lead 14 to nothing.
Has your life been disrupted because the power went out? Want to purchase a whole house Generac generator from Haywood EMC, but don't think you can afford it? You can. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op will finance 75% of your complete installation. Some folks have used their tax refund for the initial 25% deposit. Make the affordable and smart choice. Call Haywood EMC. Become the proud owner of a new Generac generator, so when the power goes off, you won't be left in the dark.
Talking about Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Still slow cooking the way great-grandpa Buddy taught his kids years ago. And all the ways you like beef, pork, turkey, or chicken. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue now has beef brisket, steaks, chicken tenders, a belly-busting dog, or the big or little Buddy burger. Lots of choices. And food so good it will make you squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Back to the ballpark we go for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood EMC, Robin G. Black, CPA, and Canton Insurance Services.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3021. Our family serving your family.
I believe I've seen a 10-run inning before out of the Pisgah Black Bears. I haven't seen that where 20 batters have come to the plate in one inning. Mendoza, Cruz Ostafin, and Green scheduled up for North Henderson. Here in the top of the second inning, and the first pitch is swung on and missed by Mendoza, the catcher. Mendoza. I mean, she's a heck of a catcher. Look, this is a good defensive team, and they swing the bat well. Right now, they just don't have a solid ace to go to, and Miss Wesley is just a fine. She's out there battling. As it's ground over to Paige Griffin at second, she throws over to first for out number one.
First time a North Henderson batter has put the ball in play.
We saw 3 years ago, that North Henderson was a contender. Boy, they had a fine team. You had to fight against them. Cruz Ostafin fouls it off the screen. I love the name out of the North Henderson designated hitter, Sophia Cruz Ostafin. She might have the best softball name this year. I might give her that one.
Wasn't it?
Pitch is lying to center field, and Cruz Ostafin gets the first hit. She just came up there stroking, and she's happy girl right now. First base, happy, happy. So one out, single to center. That'll bring up Devin Green, the left fielder. I know that we were kind of surprised in basketball. North had a good team and well coached. His first pitch is high for a ball. Coach Sue Moon's a fine coach. A lot of good coaches in Western North Carolina in basketball, men's and women's.
Absolutely.
We got two of them, two of the best, in Brandon Holloway and Coach Casey Crook. And when you play them, it's a swung on and miss by Green, evens the count at 1-1. But when you go to North Henderson to play basketball, the boys' team was outstanding. The girls' team, they had so much talent, and just the record never matched up. We kept looking at it going, I can't square this up. Pitch is called strike, knee high, 1-2.
As far as I know, for Maddie's 4 years, I don't think we lost. When we didn't lose to Tuscola, I don't think we lost to North, Brevard, or East. I think the only conference loss she had was probably Smoky Mountain and Franklin during those
that
years.
That pitch was down low. It's even at 2-2. There's one out.
Definitely not West Henderson either.
And Cruz Ostafin at first after singling the center field. Call strike three. Fourth strikeout victim for Macy Henson. She stood there. And that will be the second out of the inning, and it'll be Jolena Temeray, the center fielder. Had a collision with her right fielder, Tori Renfro, but she's all right. She'll be batting from the left-hand side, tries to slap it and misses it, and it's strike one.
Taylor Holland was there ready to shake her hand if she did hit the ball.
That right. Taylor is a gold glove third baseman. Her uncle is the head coach at Madison. He used to be... As the pitch is low for a ball, 1-1. Ben Rodomer used to be a standout here at Pisgah High School and a coach here, but moved down and took the head coaching job at Madison, doing a fine job. As she swings and misses at a pitch above her bill, it's now 0-2.
I saw Ben at the game yesterday.
You did?
He was here. Yeah, he was standing there.
Coming to watch his niece play. Coming back to his alma mater. Here's the 1-2 offering. Low and outside. It scooted and almost scooted past Beaver, but Beaver made a tremendous defensive play on that one to prevent Cruz Ostafin from going to second base. Pitch, slap, foul.
Just trying to put it in play.
Yep.
And run.
Temeray hanging in there with a two-ball, two-strike count and two out. If I had a hat, I'd be moving it around. It's baseball superstition with a two-ball, two-strike, and two-out count. As she fouls off that 2-2 pitch. Hanging in there.
I think that one, foul tip went off of Michaela's shin guard.
Well, you know what? We got an answer how they would respond being the third game in two emotional games this week. They have really come out and played extremely well, and they being Pisgah. Swung on and missed, struck her out, and that's all for the Knights. They strand another runner, and we move to the middle of the second with Pisgah leading 14-0.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, auditing, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. And Hometown Hardware has all of your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, gardening seeds, and anything for all of your gardening needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
And Hometown Hardware will be auctioning off a supporter of all Haywood County. So it's obviously we need to support both the Pisgah and the Tuscola fans support Hometown Hardware. They'll be auctioning off some items, and the money will go directly to the Waynesville youth football team. And we're very classy move out of the guys and gals at Hometown Hardware. Having a new business opening in Waynesville, and right up Radio Hill, as you mentioned. Just go right up there for all your hardware needs. I walked in there one time, and I was really impressed with the operation.
Oh, yeah. I've been there many times. Love supporting locally owned businesses. I think one of the items they're auctioning off is either an Arctic cooler or a Yeti cooler. So stop by Hometown Hardware and find out how you can help the Waynesville Youth Football and Cheerleading Association.
Well, 14 runs on 15 hits in that last inning. JoJo batting left-handed and tries to run and swat it. She looks over to, and this is Heidi Morgan, see how she was doing. And so right now they're going to work on some things that they may need down the road, and I like this right here. May not help their batting averages, but they're working on doing things, pushing the ball and bunting it around as the next pitch is high, 1-1.
JoJo's not switch hitting, though.
No,
she's staying in the left side.
JoJo, she's not giving up her power swing, is she? I bet you Emma won't do it either. Pitch is high for a ball, 2-1. 3-4 hitters are like, okay, wait a minute. That's cool what you're doing, but we can hit the home run. We want the round trip, the dinger. JoJo lays off the ball in the dirt, 3-1. North Tennyson, despite being down 14-0, is really battling out there. Wesley continues the pitch and makes a good pitch right there. 3-2. No, it's 3 balls, 2 strikes. And she got a strike called on a changeup. And I give that young lady out there, Michaela Wesley, a lot of credit. She's battling, and she walks JoJo to lead off the second inning. So JoJo only has one at bat, and that's an error out the right field. She's been hit by a pitch and walked. And here comes Emma Sorrell to the plate, a home run, a 3-run home run. And a 2-RBI single, so she has 5 RBIs and 2 hits, and she's batting left, and she tries to swat something. Emma's like, okay, coach, I got you. I can't do it, but I'll try it one time, and now I'm going to go swat at it. Emma just launched one in her first at-bat, first pitch she saw. Swung on and pops it up in the shallow left field, and giving chase is the shortstop, Whitaker, and can't come up with it, so a bloop single. And that's when you get Lady Luck is on your side. There's 3 hits for Emma Sorrell.
Now that number 2, Reagan.
In the second inning. We're in the second inning right now. Reagan Lunsford with 2 singles, 2 runs scored. She'll be batting from the left-hand side. She tries to swat that. Nice play by the first baseman, Honeycutt. Scooped that up on a one-hot rocket back at her and then stepped on first. Runners move up 60 feet. So that's the first out in the game. On a ground out, unassisted to the third base.
Reagan switched to the other side of the plate and started to try to do what she'd been doing to the third baseman and the left fielder all week.
Macy Henson pops it up, and it looks like it's going to get out of play, and it does. Is giving chase to it is Mendoza, the catcher. Sorrell's at second, JoJo at third, Macy Henson at the plate, Piska leading 14-0, bottom of 2. Pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Wesley is not making bad pitches. She's in and around the plate, changing speeds. You watch her. She's not backing up. She's competing out there. Got to give her credit. Swung on, and that's into the gap. That'll score 2. Maybe 1. They're going to hold her up. They're going to hold her up. So they're going to go base by base out here, not to rub it in. But Macy Henson gets her 3rd hit of the game. A single to the right center gap that went all the way to the wall. But because they have told them that you're not going to take extra base hits unless you get it over the wall. Sorrells came trotting in the third, and the hand was up of stop hand by Heidi Morgan. That'll be Michaela Beaver. 2 hits, pops the ball up, second baseman surrounding it, hauls that in for out number 2. Great job battling a brisk win that just came up was Cam Nicholson.
Now batting number 10.
Henson's hit normally would have been a double for sure, one hop to right center field fence.
Lauren Cook's now at the plate. She swings at the first pitch and fouls it out of play.
Looks like we're also trying to do some opposite field hitting as well. She tried to guide that to right field.
Wesley delivers, change up, up high, 1-1. And sometimes you see a good pitcher like we saw in Bryson yesterday that had some nice velocity to it. Then you got a junker the next day, and it kind of throws your timing off, but not today for Pisco. That's a ground ball to left field, and that'll go through the 5-6 hole between the third baseman and the shortstop. Dives in a run. That's Lauren's second hit of the game. It's now 16-0. That'll bring up Paige Griffith, who has one hit and two trips to the plate. She swings. A nice stab by Wesley. Comebacker, throw to first, and that's all for the Black Bears. They get two more runs, and as we move to the top of the third inning, Pisgah leads 16-0.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in North Carolina learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules and the value of hard work and sacrifice. This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
Let's go back to the ballpark for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, Ken Wilson Ford, Southeastern Sports Medicine, and by Champion Credit Union.
Games mean it is springtime, and for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. And Hometown Hardware has all of your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and anything for your gardening needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
Move to the top of the third inning. It'll be 9-1-2. Cam Nicholson, Tegan Bullock, and Skylar Whitaker to face Macy Henson inside the circle. First pitch is low for a ball. Henson has 5 strikeouts through 2 innings. Has allowed 1 hit. And walked 1 batter. Pitch low for a ball, 2-0. And folks, after listening to this ball game, if you want to help out the Waynesville youth football team, take your spouse or a friend over to the Safe Rush in Waynesville. As the pitch is fouled out of play, 10% of all proceeds, I believe, from 4 to 8 or maybe 5 to 9, can't get the time right, but it is tonight. It might be all Friday night. Will go directly to the Waynesville youth football program. 10% of tonight's sales at the Sagebrush in Waynesville. Help out those kids. Next pitch is high for a ball. It's 3-1.
It's just a shame you have to do that. Somebody stealing from kids.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Well, they found a place that was like stealing those trailers that it was in, swung on and dribbled foul. So it makes the count 3-2. And I was talking to Mark McCracken today, and he was hoping that maybe he would get a phone call from maybe the Asheville police saying, hey, we found your equipment, but not any luck. People in Asheville, a husband and wife or a man and woman, a couple, were stealing the trailers. And ground ball right back to Macy. She scoops that up. Nice play. And throws over to JoJo to retire the first batter, Cam Nicholson, for out number 1. And anyhow, he hasn't got that phone call yet, but... you know, they had construction equipment and tools and stuff like that, but they nabbed them. And I know that I saw two trailers of her out for sale, and I stopped by, got the numbers, and then called the people and said, is this the trailer you're looking for? And took a picture of it. As the first pitch to Tegan Bullock is a bomb. Bullock walked and stole a base in the first inning, and she was stranded right there as Macy Henson right now battling to pitch a shutout here. The pitch is outside for a ball, and it's 2-0.
Tegan Bullock was also a blue-white all-star from Henderson this past
week. Real good basketball player for Sioux Moon. Tries to swat it over to Lauren Cook. Throw over there, not in time. And that's what slapping the ball does, is Bullock got out of that box quickly, and it was a slow roller. So she'll get an infield single. And that will bring up Skylar Whitaker, who struck out her first time. She was strikeout victim number one. Henson's ready to go, and here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Skylar Whitaker wears number 88. Might have a favorite football player. Maybe a dad or brother.
Or Dale Earnhardt Jr., NASCAR driver.
Or Dale Earnhardt, yeah, okay. I got to learn to think outside the box, Jack.
Well, I'll help you do that.
1-1 count. Here comes the offering by Macy Henson. Low, stealing second base, and down as she slides in. So Bullock gets a second stolen base. Now, last pitch was a ball, and it's 2-1 count on to Skylar Whitaker. Last time we were in this situation, because it's chop foul, Macy Henson just took it upon herself to strike out the next three batters. When Tegan Bullock walked in the first and stole second, nobody was out, Macy went to work and just struck out Whitaker, Wesley, and Honeycutt to end the threat. Just missed inside, 3-2.
Showing they struck out two to end this threat. She's already done it once.
Exactly. One out on the board. Bullock at second, swung and fouled back into the netting. Straight back, and so Whitaker hanging in there.
Taking some good cuts against Macy.
Hey, I tell you, you look at the scoreboard, don't think that this is what the situation. These girls are swinging aggressively at the plate and playing good defense. Swung on and missed, struck her out. Out number two here in the third. And that is the sixth strikeout victim for Macy Henson. And I bring up Wesley, who struck out her first time up. 16-0. Bisc missed low and inside. 1-0. Ten-run mercy rule is applied after five innings are complete. If the home team is up and swung on, lifted to Reagan Lunsford. Cool breeze out there. Hauls that in for the third out. And that's all for North Tennyson as they strand another runner at second base. And we've moved to the middle of the third inning. And the score remains Pisgah 16, North Tennyson nothing.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3021. Our family serving your family. And Pisgah Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, auditing, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA, an accounting firm to meet all your needs.
Scheduled up here and it looks like it's going to be Taylor Holland that is going to bat. Oh, and so what they've done is I believe that they will lose their DH. That's exactly what they did. They DH for, they're going to let Holland, who was being DH for, and that's who, and so Taylor Holland will get the bat. And I'm excited about this, as Holland will lead off the top of the third. She'll be batting for Madison Whitted. Obviously, I think her day is done. And I'm looking to see who's in. That is Madison Brown. So Taylor Holland's going to get to swing the bat. Who is? I tell you what, Taylor Holland's a consummate team player, because No griping or anything. She goes out there and she plays defense and she gives it all she's got. And to play the game of softball or baseball, you'd like to swing the bat, you know. But she, look, they got her for defensive purposes. And I don't know if it's maybe the brace on her. You know, wears a big brace on her right knee. She's had some knee problems. But she is a defensive wizard at third base, I'll tell you that.
Taylor Holland.
So Taylor Holland will get the bat as the crowd loves that. To face Wesley. Holland swings and grounds one hot over to shortstop. Long throw, and that will retire Holland swinging on the first pitch. Key right there for Holland is watching her run down there. Is that, yes, that brace and that knee. You know, so Heidi Morgan takes a girl who is limited in because of her lower leg injury that she had. Is the first pitch to Madison Brown's a ball high, but lets her be a part of the team, and that's the class of Heidi Morgan.
And then Madison will not play anymore the rest of the game. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that she's out. They can't re-enter because she was a DH, so they can't bring her back in for the substitution role.
Well, she had three at bats and two innings.
Swung on and right through the box and out to center field. Another single for Madison Brown as she skedaddles and scoots. That girl can run right there. She has a double and two singles and three RBIs in this ball game. She's now 3-for-4 as she picks up her third hit on a single right through the box. Bring up JoJo Taylor. Taylor takes ball one high. Bottom of third, 16-0 Piscus. On deck is, oh, we're going to have a substitution. Swung on in line to right field, and that's all the way to the wall. And they're going to stop it. JoJo had to put on the brakes as they were holding up Madison Brown. As we said before, not to rub it in, they're playing base by base. And old JoJo was motoring around first base and had to put on the brakes all of a sudden and said, oh, we're going base to base. So what would have been at least a double, maybe a triple.
Maybe a triple.
And now it'll be
Adriana Rios.
Pitch hitting for Emma Stoles. Takes strike one. Hits for the Black Bears. Rios swings and foul tips it into the ground. And it's now 0-2. So Rios finds herself in a hole with no balls, two strikes. Here in the bottom of the third, Wesley pitch. High outside, but swung on and missed by Rios. So that is out number two. And that'll bring up
Reagan
Lunsford. Reagan, if you want an extra one, boy, she just scorched one. Look out, Madison. She almost took the head off of Madison Brown. And she comes in with a grin over to third base. Good gracious.
Number nine.
It's all right to hit it at the opposing defense people, you know, third that we saw Tuesday, but you got to watch hitting it right at our people.
That was right down the middle and lined right back up the middle.
So loads the bases, and that'll bring up Macy Henson, who singles, and that ball's going to get through, and they're going to stop right there as one run scores. And that ball is brought in, as North Tennyson's thinking that, you know, everybody was going to run the bases on a normal game, that would, but it's 17-0. That'll clear the bases.
Absolutely. Line drive up the middle, misplayed by the center fielder, rolls all the way to the fence.
Macy Henson's 4-for-4 in the pitcher. Can we say that? Well, you're going to have a hard decision, aren't you? First pitch is low for a ball.
We don't have enough medals to hand out tonight.
You got about 9 girls to choose from. Fouled out of play. Evens the count at 1-1. That's why we put you in that row right there.
I'm proud to shoulder the load.
17-0. Bottom of third. 2 outs. Piska leads. Swung on. Popped up. Michaela Beaver. Infield. As the ball is dropped. Or falls right in between Mendoza and the first baseman, Honeycutt. So that will be a, what do you say, about a 20-foot single? for Michaela Beaver and an RBI.
No infield fly because of the two. They already had two outs.
And that'll bring up Lauren Cook, who's got two hits, an RBI, a run scored. She is 2-for-3, looking for her third hit. Lauren had a big hit to spark a big run inning. She swings and fouls it off in Tuesday's game against Tuscola. Wesley brings the pitch. Called strike. Got enough of the inside corner. Puts Cook in a hole. 1-2.
It's been great to see that the girls have not let the two rivalry games affect them. Came out swinging tonight.
Pitch is swung on and launched, but foul. Boy, that went up there on the bridge. If you know this facility, that's pulling it. And that's hitting it. She turned on that one. Swung on, lifted, deep center field, and caught. Nice catch there by Jelena Tamaroy. And that's all for the Black Bears. They do get a couple more runs. And as we move to the top of the fourth inning, Pisgah leads 18-0.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on your radio home for the Pisgah Nation, AM 920 WPTL Canton.
Ball games mean it is springtime for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. And remember that Hometown Hardware has all of your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and anything for your gardening needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative. So the Black Bears lead 18-0 at the top of the fifth. First baseman from North Henderson coming up to bat is Kaylee Honeycutt. Who struck out in the first inning. First pitch by Macy Henson is called strike. Count is 0-1. Pitch by Henson is lined in the right field by Honeycutt for a base hit. Adriana Rios up with the ball, throws it into second base to hold the runner to a single. Now at the plate for North Henderson is the catcher, Mendoza. High pitch by Macy Henson is swung on and missed. Count 0-1 to Mendoza. Honeycutt at first base with a single into right.
23 hits out of our Black Bears today, Jack.
Not much more you can ask in really three innings of working, swinging the bats. Next pitch fouled off to right field behind the fence, behind the North Henderson dugout. Count 0-2. Next pitch
grounded out by Mendoza to JoJo Taylor at first base. She picks up the ball, does not look at the runner going to second, just takes the safe out at first. So runner at second for North Tennyson Honeycutt. One out in the inning. Up next for North Henderson is Sophia Cruz.
Ostafin.
And the first pitch by Macy is tapped foul toward the first baseline.
Henson has really gotten stronger as this game has gone on. And that's a good sign for this sophomore.
Well, it's good to get Henson some work because later on you may need that. Next pitch, low and outside. Swung on by Ostafin, missed, so the count is no balls, two strikes. Next pitch by Macy's high and outside with a rise ball, count one and two. Honeycutt for North Henderson on second base.
Watching Cool Breeze out in center field. She wants somebody to hit it to her.
What'd you call her, Andrew Jones? You gonna call her Cool Breeze?
Cool Breeze.
Next pitch by Henson, low in the dirt. Count two and two to Ostafin. Next pitch, just a little low across the plate. Ostafin held up, so counts three and two. One out for North Henderson with the runner at second base. Next pitch is high by Henson, walks Ostafin. So we now have North Henderson runners at first and second with one out. And Michaela Beaver goes out to have a little chat with Henson saying, settle down.
Exactly. Being a former catcher, you're going out there, you're not liking the way, you know, an 18 to nothing lead, you can let your focus go and just kind of cruise through it. And that, a catcher, especially Michaela Beaver, she's going to go out there and settle. Look, redirect your focus right here at home plate. Don't lose it. Come right at me and let's go get, you know, do your job and get it done. We got two more outs to get. And sometimes in this situation, Jack, you got to talk firm to your pitcher.
Yeah, just don't let your guard down. Don't lose your focus. Continue doing what you've been doing the whole game. Up to bat, number four, Green, the left fielder from North Henderson. First pitch is swung on and missed by Henson. Looks like the chat with Beaver
did a
good job.
Absolutely.
Next pitch, foul tipped at the plate. Count 0-2. North Henderson runners at first and second. One out in the inning.
The value of a good catcher like Michaela Beaver goes beyond just calling, putting number, you know, certain fingers down.
Next pitch, foul tip back off the brick right here in front of our broadcasting area.
But she'll go out there and she, I mean, here it's 18 to nothing. Instead of going through Cruz, she went out there and redirected the sophomore's focus.
And next pitch by Henson. Swung on, struck her out. Two outs in the inning. Second time Green had struck out in the game. Up to bat number 24, Tamaroy, the center fielder for North Henderson. Left-handed hitter. Tried to bunt the ball toward Taylor Holland at third base, fouled it off against the screen. Count 0-1. Two outs, two North Henderson runners on base.
Cool Breeze is out there looking for some action. Oh, boy. She got giddy up, doesn't she?
Yeah, that was a lot of heat on that one, just a little bit low. Tamaroy struck out in the second inning. She was a fifth strikeout victim for Macy Henson. Foul tip on the next pitch into the catcher's mitt. Count 1-2 for the Knights with two outs in the inning. And call strike three on the outside corner by Tamaroy to end the inning. And at the end of the fourth inning, we have a score of 18 for the Bears and the North Henderson Knights, 0.
Ken Wilson Ford. Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Let's go back to the ballpark for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, Ken Wilson Ford, Southeastern Sports Medicine, and by Champion Credit Union.
Games mean it is springtime, and for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. And Hometown Hardware has all of your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and anything for your gardening needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative, coming soon to the Waynesville Plaza. Coming up for the Bears to lead off the bottom of the fourth innings, second baseman Paige Griffith, who is 1-for-3 in the game with a single in the first inning when we batted around a couple of times.
You know, I'm sitting here thinking, think about that. That's 20 batters sent into that first inning. 14 runs, 20 batters. They got 14 runs on 15 hits. Oh, boy. Got 2 runs on 3 hits in the second, 2 runs and 5 hits in the third, and you're like, how can they do it? Well, you know, once they got up 11-0, it began to be base by base, no matter even if you got extra base hits.
Yeah, we saw that a while ago with JoJo having to slam on the brakes. First pitch to Griffith is directed toward the first baseman by North Henderson, who picks it up and tags out the base to send Griffith back to the dugout with the first out of the inning.
Taylor Holland, though.
Taylor Holland coming up to bat. Taylor started out playing only third base, and then she substituted in for Madison Whitted in the bottom of the third, grounded out to the shortstop. Slow roller to the third base on the second pitch to Holland. And the third baseman throws out at first for the second out of the inning.
Holland, I think, went to the school of Emma Thorold, school of batting. Go up there swinging from the on-deck circle. She's seen two pitches.
Two pitches and two swings, yep. Up now to bat for the Bears, Madison Brown, the left fielder, first pitch. She laced it toward the third base, and it was just foul. Good play by Tegan Bullock on the foul ball. Count of 0-1, 2 outs in the bottom of the fourth.
3 hits, 3 RBIs.
And Reagan lines the next pitch into left field over the shortstop's head for a single.
Four hits.
And here comes JoJo. JoJo has a hit by pitch, reached on an error, has a walk and a single. First pitch to JoJo is a strike, count 0-1.
I've seen this a lot of times where your big 3 and 4 hitters really hit the fastball pitcher extremely well.
She laces the next pitch just foul. Ricky Brindley backs up when Joe's O's.
He's
not in the normal first base box. He's backed up about
10, 15 feet. It was strange to see Franklin, the player, that way of, you know, not pulling the ball. But I thought, I've always looked at JoJo as a dead pull hitter.
Count of 0-2 to JoJo. And she pulled the string on her with a slow pitch and struck JoJo out. And that ends the bottom of the bottom of the fourth inning going to the top of the fifth. Bears leading 18-0.
Talking about Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Still slow cooking the way great-grandpa Buddy taught his kids years ago. And all the ways you like beef, pork, turkey, or chicken. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue now has beef brisket, steaks, chicken tenders, a belly-busting dog, or the big or little Buddy burger. Lots of choices. And food so good it will make you squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Has your life been disrupted because the power went out? Want to purchase a whole house Generac generator from Haywood EMC, but don't think you can afford it? You can. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op will finance 75% of your complete installation. Some folks have used their tax refund for the initial 25% deposit. Make the affordable and smart choice. Call Haywood EMC. Become the proud owner of a new Generac generator, so when the power goes off, you won't be left in the dark.
Back to the ballpark we go for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood EMC, Robin G. Black, CPA, and Canton Insurance Services.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, auditing, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. And Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable, personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3021. Our family serving your family.
First pitch to the leadoff hitter in the top of the fifth innings, Cam Nicholson. Takes called strike. Nicholson has grounded out to Henson, her first time up and only time up in this game. Swings on and misses at a high fastball, and it's 0-2. Tegan Bullitt is on deck waiting for her opportunity. Single in two trip, but one official trip is next pitch is a ball. 18 runs, 24 hits for the Pisgah Black Bears. Three outs away from winning this game as she swung on and missed, and that will be the ninth strikeout victim for Macy Henson. So Henson cruising along with a shutout, has allowed three hits, struck out nine, and walked two. Bullitt tries to run and slap it. That's how she got on in the third inning, and she has two stolen bases, so the girl can run.
Left-handed hitter. Walked in the first inning, singled in the second. Been on base both times she's came up to bat.
And she really has not been I mean, you know, she'd get down there and that throw's still on its way. Boy, she tried to slap one on the creeping up on her. I mean,
Macy
Taylor
Henson,
Holland.
Yeah, Taylor Holland was only about 15 feet away and she slapped
Girl,
that ball.
Woo! You better watch yourself. Tegan Bullitt tried to slap it down there and all just went by, but it curved foul. So it's one ball, two strikes on Tegan Bullitt. Bullitt tries to bunt it. But that, in softball, in baseball, you try to bunt to strike three, you're out. I guess in softball, unless he was just trying to slap it. Umpire's judgment. Lays off a rise ball. Evens the count at 2-2.
Taylor has normally been wearing the mask in the field, but she doesn't have it on.
That's what she's missing.
Yep. And
right over the head of Taylor Holland for another single, and Tegan Bullitt is 2-for-2 in this ball game.
If Holland had been playing normal depth, that would have been an easy catch for her. But she was about 5 to 8 feet in front of the third base bag, and she slapped it right over her head. Just a soft liner into left field.
Skylar Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. She's at the plate. She struck out in the first and struck out in the third. She was the first strikeout victim of Henson and the sixth. 9 strikeouts for Macy Henson, only a sophomore. Girls hurling a gem out here. Miss Lofo ball. 18-0, Piscop. Top of 5. 2 outs away from applying the mercy rule. Swung on, lifted, down the right field line, and that's going to curve foul and out of play.
Well, 14 of the 18 runs were in the first inning. Is that correct?
14 runs, 15 hits. I'm trying to go back in my memory. I don't ever think since 2004, since I've been here. Pitch is high for a ball. It's 2-1. I don't ever remember a 14-run inning. I remember 10. But not a 14. 2-1 offering coming. Cold strike. It's 2-2. Jack noted that Skylar Whitaker holds the right where her shoulder blade is, the jersey in her mouth. Pulls that up. Swung on and fouled out of play. Tegan Bullock was running on the pitch. That girl can go. She's very athletic. We saw that on the basketball court when saw her twice. Tegan Bullock's a very athletic young lady. She's 2 for 2 with 2 stolen bases so far. She's looking for her 3rd stolen base. Swung on and followed up against the netting, and Bullock was going again. She's getting a good track workout. 60 feet, and she's laughing as she turns around. 60-foot sprints.
I was worried about one of those red balls falling down on us when the foul ball hit the pole.
Swung on, lifted foul. Bullock started to go again. This time she got about 10 feet. She said, "That's it. I'm not doing it. I don't need a stolen base." She's winded right now. So she turned around and threw her hands like, "No more, no mas, no mas."
Well, she hadn't played basketball in about 3 weeks regularly.
Ball
so
in the
there
dirt.
She
there she goes down to second base and almost did it hit her. It deflected
it
off of Macy. Macy was turned sideways, and I think it hit off her glove, and she put a thumbs up, and she's okay. And a hand on her heart and a hand up like to her catcher going, "Girl."
It's the Fred Sanford thing. Oh, clutching your chest.
3-2 pitch. Ball 4. Walked her.
Well, you know why she walked her, because she just got scared to death by her catcher.
I know it. I bring up Michaela Wesley. Everybody in the ballpark getting a laugh.
May have to ask Michaela to give back that player of the game medal for hitting her pitcher in this game.
Depleting, putting her on the IR. Grounder over to Lauren Cook. She scoops that up and throws a strike over to JoJo for out number 2. That was a nice play. That was a slow roller. She did the banana route, came up, and Lauren Cook's a fine shortstop for us.
I'm really impressed with the ladies that I've seen playing shortstop. They get the ball and they get it out of their glove to first base very, very quickly. They don't have time to waste when they're throwing to first base.
First pitch to Kaylee Honeycutt. Is a ball high. Honeycutt 1 for 2, a strikeout in the first, a single in the fourth. Runners at second and third with 2 outs. Henson trying to pitch the shutout. Swung on and fouled out of play.
Tall, lanky first baseman.
Boy, it would be fitting. It would be fitting if she could get a 10th strikeout, because that would be 4 consecutive games. With 3 games this week, that our pitchers have gotten double-digit strikeouts. Swung on, fouled off the screen. So Honeycutt is in a hole right now with 1 ball, 2 strikes, and there are 2 outs. 60 feet away is Tegan Bullock. She's at third. Skylar Whitaker's at second. Ball low, 2-2. Cool breeze. My girl out in center field looking for some action.
Hasn't been much out there.
No, she hasn't. She's a defensive gem out there. In the dirt, 3-2. Macy putting her hand on her rib cage. She might have pulled something. 3-2 offering. Swung on over to Lauren Cook. She just gobbles that up and throws a strike. And that is it for the game. Nice play by Lauren Cook. This game ends with the effect of the mercy rule as Pisgah wins over North Tennyson 18-0. They move to 7-0 overall and 5-0 in the conference. When we come back, we'll have the WPTL player of the game. You're listening to AM 920 WPTL.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Back to the ballpark we go for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood EMC, Robin G. Black, CPA, and Canton Insurance Services.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3021. Our family serving your family. And Pisgah Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll, bookkeeping, auditing, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA, an accounting firm to meet all your needs.
Well, it's time for the WPTL's Player of the Game. WPTL supports Pisgah High School Sports. Be sure to listen to our next game. I don't have the sheet right here ready. Do you know when our next game is?
I do not.
Okay, check the schedule on WPTL's website to see when our next broadcast is. Surely it'll be next week. But today's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah Black Bear goes to Jack.
Well, I'm going to pick Macy Henson for four with 9 strikeouts, and she needs to get a medal for Michaela Beaver almost hitting with that throw down to second just a few minutes ago. So Macy Henson with the player of the game. Boy, we had a lot of choices tonight. The Bears came out swinging the bats in the first inning. 20 people came to bat, 14 runs, 15 hits. So much for the letdown after the 2 rivalry games.
Well, folks, join us next week when we're on the air here on AM 920 WPTL, the home of all Pisgah sports. We appreciate you listening as our Pisgah Black Bears in softball move to 7-0 overall and 5-0 in the conference. First place Pisgah, we should say. And we thank you for tuning in. Until we meet again, keep gripping and ripping.